about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I wanted to talk to you about the story last week where a man was born with his heart protruding from his abdomen. This was scary stuff because you see the skin protrusion where the heart is, and if anything had pierced his abdomen or even banged into his abdomen, it could have caused him to die. I mean, his heart was basically almost on the outside of his body. Well, he had been 24 years old until a doctor said that he needs surgery and now. And this is some congenital heart displacement where I guess it occurs in 5 babies out of every 1,000,000 babies born. Most of these babies die after birth. It is amazing this Chinese man was able to live as long as he could. Now, he could not afford the procedure to replace the heart back into his chest, but because of all the media coverage, it enabled him to be able to go through the operation. That's what's so phenomenal about the media. It's just I'm worried at one point it's going to be overused, and then all these parents and people that need to use it won't be able to. But luckily, hopefully the media attention got people to donate, maybe got the doctor to say, you know what, we'll do it because, you know, we want to look like, you know, great people, etc. And so it got done. Like, for example, that gentleman with that huge testicle, that 150-pound testicle, you know, there was so much media coverage. I mean, the doctor, great guy, he said, look, I'll just do the surgery for free. Okay? And then he probably got the surgical center to do it for free, and I'm hoping. I don't know. So media coverage definitely helps. Now, what ends up happening when you're born is you have certain cell lines that grow and are supposed to be predestined to grow in certain areas. Now, the human fetus is such a phenomenally choreographed human being that something like this rarely happens. Yet a cell line could misplace and grow in another area. Many of us have seen this with teratomas. I had one of those where one of the cells that was destined to make teeth or destined to make hair decided to land with the ovary. So ovaries, sometimes people's backs, sometimes a variety of other places in the body, will then grow a tumor that actually has the same cell line as hair, nails, teeth, etc. So some of you go, oh my God, my friend at school had this tumor coming out of his back with a big tooth in it. Yeah, it probably freaks people out. To us in medicine, it's a kind of normal thing. It's the same old, right? Different poop, different day. Me, I had one on my ovary. It didn't have any teeth. It had this little tuft of hair, my natural color hair. It was a very dark blonde, light brown. Interesting. I mean, blows your mind that could do that. And it could just still grow. I mean, it could grow hair just like your upper lip. I mean, it blows your mind what it could do. But, you know, these things do happen. The thing is many of us could live with these teratomas. But when it comes to a heart, let's say growing and living in an area or working in another area that's not conducive, scary stuff. So he says now his abdomen is flat, the heart defects is fixed. It was a 10-hour surgery, but from what we understand, entirely successful. Way to go. Pretty cool stuff. His name is Mr. Rong Ming. That is awesome. You know, one of you had asked me about garnering public support for a cause. I kind of get that a lot. And one of you was really concerned that with all the fraud out there, somebody wouldn't believe you. So what is a good way to garner support and garner donations for a cause. Because many of us don't have health insurance, and even if we have health insurance, it's not enough money to pay for some of these surgeries. Now, I've been to many events where we were raising money for a kid with brain cancer, etc. I think they're phenomenal. And I think there's a lot of ways you could do it. But first, before you go down that path, you want to go to the agencies that deal with this. Like, for example, there's a Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, I love this group. I actually raised money for them a few years ago. These guys raise money for kids that need, that have leukemia and lymphoma, even adults. And that's a great place to go to if you need funds. I mean, there's American Cancer Society. So first, try to go to Komen for the Cure. Go to these phenomenal charities and see what's the best way on how to tap some of these funds to help you with your condition. Make sure you have all your documentation in a row, etc. But sometimes it's just not enough. So what do you do if you're trying to raise private funds? Well, what I've seen happen is sometimes a bunch of moms get together and they form a charity event. And maybe they get somebody to do the food for free, they get somebody to do the music for free, and then they charge people tickets knowing that the proceeds go to the family, etc. And, your church, your school, a variety of hopefully people, I mean, maybe not the school per se, but maybe the PTA or whatever could get involved, you know? And I mean, somebody like me, I love speaking at these events. These are fun. And those types of things are sometimes very easy to organize a lot more than you think, especially when people, I mean, again, you have somebody who could do the food, somebody who could do the invitations for free, etc. You could come up with a real nice charity event without having, you could contact the local news stations, contact the local radio stations saying this is what we're trying to do, etc. And sometimes they'll help support you. Where you may run into some obstacles is as we hear more and more of these ruses or these scams where people raised money for fake diseases, what you may want to do is come up with a some sort of documentation that the money is going directly to the doctor or please pay this clinic. I mean, maybe talk to the doctor, talk to the hospital so that they see that the money is going directly to the city hospital or the money is going directly to so-and-so for your account. This way, you don't have to feel like people think you're just taking the money and then going shopping with it. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting, something I think many of us were aware of. But 1 in 5 children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder appear to have traits common among children with autism. And they say having these traits appear to increase the children's risk of experiencing impairments as their everyday lives, I guess. So what they're saying is 18% of kids with ADHD have autistic traits, while less than 1% of children without ADHD have such traits. Now, does this mean people with ADHD are going to be getting the same sort of bullying that kids with autism have? Is this why some kids with ADHD have more trouble in school? It may not be so much the ADHD, but because how can they concentrate when these kids are pinching them and throwing spitwads at them in class? You know, what's going on? Now, they say if a child has true ADHD and true autistic traits, they're more likely to have mood disorders, disruptive behaviors, anxiety disorders, language disorders, etc. All right, and we know that there are certain genetic changes that are similar in both children with ADHD and children with autism. Not that they are the same, but they may have a common origin, according to some researchers from the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. So what does this mean, okay, to us? Okay, you know, all right, some kids have ADHD, some kids have autism, maybe they're alike, whatever. Okay, no, no, what's important about this is many of us have kind of been shocked when we heard the number rise, right, from 1 out of 100 or 110 to now 1 out of 50 kids being diagnosed with autism and autism or Asperger's disease disorder. And many of us have even questioned that, going, well, maybe it's more common. Okay, but then we ask, well, why? Why would autism be so common? Is it our cell phones? Is it the vaccines? Is it the computers that we use? And no, I mean, we haven't been able to prove any of that causing it. I mean, we've been thinking, well, you know, maybe it's just we're diagnosing it quicker. Maybe we're better at diagnosing this. But I think a lot of us are kind of getting the feeling that this is on the rise. We're also noticing that ADHD is on the rise. Again, is it because we're quicker to diagnose it? Is it because teachers are getting overwhelmed that when you have somebody that is taking a lot more of their time and their resources, they're going to spend time, you know, on that person and then determining, well, maybe they do have ADHD, whereas a person in the past would basically glean through, you know, and nobody would really stop and worry about it as much, be as concerned about it as much. You don't know. But what if some of our ADHD population is actually autistic? Now, we know that autistic kids have ADHD. Many autistic children cannot engage. That's how we could tell. When I examine a child, okay, if the child doesn't want to look at me and they look straight at mom and they bring the hands out because they want to go to mom and they want to be held by mom, a lot of times that child does not have autism. But when the child doesn't want nothing to do with mom, doesn't want nothing to do with dad, doesn't want nothing to do with me, even when he's not scared, even when he's just sitting there playing, we're concerned that there's an engaging issue. And a child with autism may have some trouble engaging. Now, we've talked about the intelligence of autistic children. Sometimes their intelligence is beyond genius. And one theory I have is maybe these kids are at such a higher level of intelligence that the background, oh, mom, let me hold you, whatever, is just completely beyond what they could comprehend because they are seeing things that we don't see. They are understanding things that we don't understand. And they are so engaged to that that we're superfluous. Okay, and that could be what's going on. Okay, mind you, okay, but in today's society, we need people to engage in order for them to be successful in today's society, etc. And so when you have a child with ADHD, but they were never officially diagnosed with autism or Asperger's, it makes you think. Now, you know, when some of you have asked me, well, what's a child with Asperger's? Okay, we really don't have a true definition. What we do notice is kids with Asperger's may have some very similar tendencies, okay? They, many of them seem to be darker hair, by the way. Okay, many children with autism, many children with Asperger's, brunette, over blonde. Kind of interesting, because I've known a lot of blonde autistic children, but, you know, brunette, dark brown eyes, a larger intracamp eye. They're beautiful kids, but eyes are a little bit more spread out, from a phenotype. We're not stereotyping, but this is something that some doctors have found, that there may be a certain look. They may be a little bit less athletic, a little less able to balance, do well with sports, have a lot more difficulty social-wise, being able to have a lot of friends, being able to engage with other kids. And so, unfortunately, many of these kids fall to the bottom of the social pool in school. Hence, again, making it more difficult for them to concentrate, etc. Now, I'm not saying the cool kids in school concentrated also, but they didn't have to worry about being beat up on, being picked on while in class. They weren't as afraid. If the cool kid in school raised their hand, they weren't picked on. So, yeah, they'd raise their hand. But the child with autism or Asperger's or ADHD may want to sit there and be secluded. So, you know, some of you who may be wondering if there was an autism link, or an Asperger's link that was never diagnosed. For those of you whose child was diagnosed with ADHD, maybe there's something to that. Now, I have autistic children that I'm related to, my nieces and nephews, phenomenal kids, smart, amazing kids. I think they could run circles around me as it is. Unfortunately, they do have certain sociological deficits that are going to be a challenge for their mom, okay? But when we try to go back through the family tree to try to figure out where the gene came from, okay, because they're my half nieces and nephews, you know, you wonder, was it mother's side, father's side, etc. You know, the person was kind of odd. You'll hear, you know, when people try to go back, they go, yeah, well, this person was odd. Well, how so? I don't know. They would just say odd things. Now, we might have looked upon odd as bad, but maybe those odd things were actually at that higher dimension. We looked at them as odd, and they were Asperger's the whole time. So, you know, autism and Asperger's, I think, is so underdiagnosed because in the olden days, we just called people odd. Or we just left them to themselves, or some of these autistic or Asperger kids found themselves in a laboratory, and they were able to do what they needed to do in the lab. Like, for example, the crazy scientist. Were these people really crazy? All right, there's rumors that Albert Einstein had Asperger's. Well, that would make a lot of sense. Look how smart he was. People thought he was a little odd. You know, it makes sense. There's been talk that Bach or some of our composers, Beethoven, etc., had elements of this. It's hard to go back because you try to figure out, but then you're wondering, maybe we've had autistic Asperger people among us all this time, but we didn't notice because these guys were great people to our history. And nowadays, we're looking at it as a deficit when it's not. And it's going to take us as a society to figure out how to harness the gifts, not exploit, but harness and appreciate the gifts that many of these kids or people have. All right? And, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have asked me about stuttering, where some of your kids start to stutter, or they've been stuttering as they speak, now they're going into school. A study has come out saying, don't panic about the stuttering. It doesn't usually hold these kids back in life. A Murdoch Children's Research Institute study of more than 1,600 children from infancy to 4 years old found the rate of stuttering was 11%, up from previous estimates. Maybe it's because some stuttering gets missed. Maybe a lot of people think preschool stuttering is normal, but they say they recommend parents wait at least 12 months before starting treatment, or if they notice that their kid stops stuttering. I also tell people if you notice any other neurological deficits to be concerned, but a lot of times kids need to learn how to slow down. They need to learn how to form their words, let the words come out easily, think before you speak. And a lot of times this could overcome. Yes, there's certain dystonias and certain neurological deficits that could cause them to do that. Boys are more likely to start stuttering than girls, but they also have higher rates of recovery also than girls. So, I wouldn't panic too much. Speech therapists, many times school systems have speech therapists that these kids could see. You may want to utilize that, but a new onset stuttering in somebody who didn't, usually we like to just do a good neurological workup to make sure we're not missing something. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding that into your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So an Ohio couple who had been married 65 years actually died on the same day, 11 hours apart. And we hear these couples who had been together forever, right, that actually leave this earth relatively at the same time. And it's a phenomenon that a lot of us can't explain. We think we understand it. We can't, though, scientifically explain it. But it kind of brings a bittersweet ending to their union, you know, that they didn't have to be apart even as they go to heaven. Harold and Ruth Napke died in their shared room on August 11th, days before their 66th anniversary. Their daughters believed that their father willed himself to stay by the wife's side as long as they could until they were both ready to take the next step in their journey together. And, of course, the daughters are saying it was his final act of love. And it's sad. I mean, you never want to hear couples leave, you know, who had, you know, you want to think that, you know, we're all on this earth forever. But apparently the couple had known each other as children, began their courtship as pen pals. Then he served in the army during World War II. The wife says, I let him chase me until I got caught. Then the husband became a teacher, a coach, an athletic director. Then they raised six children. And, you know, they are going to have a joint funeral. But it was a beautiful love story where they were basically childhood sweethearts that held a marriage 65 years together and loved each other until the day they died. It's sad. But a beautiful story nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you are concerned about medications that are being given our kids, but even more so when it comes to breastfeeding. And a study has come out saying that breastfeeding mothers can safely take most medications without harming their infants. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, as well as the U.S. FDA, they are encouraging more research into how medications affect breast milk. I agree. And they're also urging doctors to kind of talk to moms about this, find out what they're taking over the counter, what they're doing, you know. But what we have done in the meantime, while we're trying to figure out what the hell we're supposed to allow breastfeeding moms to do, is we've kind of used the premise, if the medicine was safe during pregnancy, then it's probably safe during breastfeeding. But a caveat to that is breast milk may concentrate these medications into a higher form. But where that could be offset is a fetus is receiving blood flow from the mom and not digesting the medication, meaning there could be more first-pass metabolism, so to speak. So basically, if you're taking a medication when you're pregnant, the fetus is going to be getting a much bigger dose than if they were getting that medicine technically in breast milk. But because we don't know if breast milk concentrates it to toxic levels, there's a way to test for that, though, by the way. But, you know, there's no rhyme or reason on when that particular feeding could have that particular high concentration, okay? You know, it could be kind of a washout. So I've always just, in general, stuck to, if it was safe during pregnancy, it's probably safe during breastfeeding. But a lot of medicines now are going through some of their changes with their categorization. And we're finding that less and less medicine in kids are considered safe like they used to be. Same thing with pregnancy. I mean, we used to give people Zoloft and antidepressants during pregnancy, and now we're finding, no, maybe they could be linked to heart defect, they could be linked to autism, etc. So I agree more research has to be done, but they are telling breastfeeding moms you could probably relax a little bit. Just make sure you are talking to your doctor. All right. Now, this is an interesting study. They say single guys hardly ever change the sheets. Apparently, this was a survey held by UK mattress company ErgoFlex, and they found that young single men appear to be the worst offenders, changing sheets only once every 3 months. Single women reported swapping their linens every 2.5 weeks. Couples claim to change sheets every 2 weeks. Of those couples, study found 81% of those washing the sheets were the women. Now, of the 2,000 men interviewed, on average, men admitted to owning only one set of sheets, while women estimated around 3 selections. Yeah, I got to tell you, sheets are expensive. I didn't realize that till we were buying sheets. We have, in our family, 3 pairs. But that's enough to get through the week. But we don't have multiple pairs of sheets. Sometimes we'll just throw a blanket and we'll sleep on top of the blanket. But then again, remember, we got dogs, we got cats, kids will have they'll cuddle up to watch TV and then they'll have a bloody nose all over the bed. So we're always going through the sheet. But we probably change them 3 times a week. That's what we do. But kind of interesting, because for those of you trying to fight your pink eye, yeah, I know many people think you got pink eye by somebody farting on your pillow. It's germs that get into your eye. Okay, so that's why we always tell you, if you are starting to get pink eye, change the pillowcases, clean them out. But it's funny how a lot of people don't. All right. Apparently, let me see, bed bugs. Okay, bed bugs may be a concern that's causing some of you to wash your sheets more. Some of you also don't do well with mites, with lint, fibers, pollen, fungal spores, mold, soil, cosmetics. These things accumulate in sheets. Your sheets are probably really nasty, and I'm not even talking about the obvious secretions that end up in them. So my suggestion would be just to, you know, think about it and be a little more savvy. You know, if you really go around your house, right, and you think about things that you touch and do, how often do you clean the light switches? Right? You know how you go to the bathroom? Okay? Then you get out of the bathroom, you wash your hands, hopefully touch your light switch. What if you don't wash your hands? Okay, your light switches, your doorknobs, the little chain on your door and the deadbolts, how often are you wiping those down? Right? What about the toilet seat flusher? Do you actively wash that toilet seat handle for flushing? I don't. You know, what about the cabinet? You find out you have your period, so you're running to the cabinet to get a maxi pad. And you're trying to hold everything back with one hand? Do you wash that knob off? Okay, I mean, you're supposed to. Maybe some of you do. But I think it would pretty much scare you. You know, we talk about cell phones. Okay, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, one subject that's going to be coming up often over the next few months is mandatory flu shots for state workers. Apparently, the Associated Press reports that North Carolina state government's 10,000 employees at public mental hospitals, substance abuse treatment centers, and other facilities for people with disabilities will have to get flu vaccinations by December 1st. It's a new mandatory policy announced by Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Aldana Wass. It applies to volunteers at the 14 state-operated healthcare facilities. And they say it's a requirement to create a safer environment for patients and staff. She says patients and residents are at high risk for flu-related complications. Now, I got to tell you, having vaccinated health workers is a huge step in the right direction. The problem is what do you do when it comes to mandatory? Now, I get flu shots for my patients, but I got to tell you something. This last weekend was really, really rough. I got my flu shot, and I did not feel right. I didn't get the flu, but I was dizzy, and I couldn't figure out what it was, except the only thing different was I had my flu shot on Friday. Now, I'm not saying the flu shots are bad. You know, maybe you'll get a little dizzy. Maybe you'll get a little nauseated, etc. But for some people that are scared of getting a neurological condition or some other problem when it comes to that, sometimes that's not, you know, it's not practical for them. And, you know, so do we mandate flu shots? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess dozens fall ill after eating a guinea pig at a Minnesota festival. I guess 81 people have been hospitalized after eating guinea pig meat. It was an Ecuadorian festival in Minneapolis earlier this month. And according to WCCO in Minnesota, officials with the city's Department of Health said many of the sick have tested positive for salmonella. We talked about salmonella poisoning, pretty nasty. Diarrhea, rashes, fever, you could get pretty ill. Nobody's died so far. But I guess one of the festival's hosts, a Nieves Riera, could face fines and sanctions for selling unapproved and mishandled food. I didn't know that people eat guinea pig. I don't know much about that. I've never had squirrel. I've never had guinea pig. I hear, like, you know, I guess squirrel brains are supposed to be yummy. know, I watch Duck Dynasty and they make it look good, but I've just never eaten it. All right. What we should eat are fruits and vegetables. And they say women who eat large quantities of fruits and vegetables may be less likely to develop bladder cancer. According to a study published in the Journal of Nutrition, they say researchers looked at about 185,000 people. 581 of those people over 13 years developed invasive bladder cancer. Pretty scary stuff. Sometimes you have no idea that you have bladder cancer until it's too late. You could be spilling blood into the urine, and then all of a sudden it gets to be really dark blood, and you're like, oh, crap. But they said those women who ate high amounts of fruits and vegetables seem to be at the lowest risk for developing bladder cancer. So they said that women who ate the yellow-orange hued vegetables were 52% less likely to be diagnosed with bladder cancer compared to women who consumed the least amount of yellow to orange vegetables. Now, yellow orange vegetables, I guess, would be, maybe the peppers or the, you know, see, here's the thing. Tomatoes, I think, is supposed to be a fruit. So I look at tomatoes in my salad as vegetables, but I don't know if they count them, you know. So, because I could get those in me, that's easy. But, it never hurts. Okay, I really haven't seen anything bad coming to fruit and vegetables. I don't really see anything bad when it comes to that. So, why not? So, see what you could do. When we were talking previously in the hour about workers and volunteers required to get a flu shot vaccines. It looks like some of you tried to call in and couldn't get through. I apologize for having some phone issues, but we'll definitely open up this subject later this week if you can't get through. We'll talk about how what to do if you are in a position where you are mandated to get flu vaccines. If you have any conditions, like let's say you're allergic to eggs, you're allergic to chickens, you know, because many of the flu shots are made from the chick embryo, although they have developed those that didn't need, or I guess that are made without them, which would be cool. But, or if you've had a history of a neurological illness or a reaction to a flu shot before, you could get a note from your doctor. Now, I'm a huge fan of flu shots. Like I said, I got the flu shot this last weekend. I didn't feel too good. Now, I'm fine. It doesn't give you the flu because it's an inactivated flu vaccine. The virus that is in inactivated form, not live attenuated where it's a weakened live version. It's a dead outer coating of the virus. So you shouldn't get sick. You shouldn't get the flu from the flu shot, but it can start an immune response, and some of you may feel crappy from that. You know, we've talked about those of you saying, Dahlia, I get the flu every time I get the flu shot. All right, if you get the flu shot, you shouldn't be getting outright flu. Two things are happening. Either A, you're going through the same symptoms as flu because of the immune response, so you feel like crap. And then again, it would be up to you if you want to take the flu shot again or not. That's not supposed to hurt you. And it does still increase your immune system. But by choice, I don't make you guys take it if you don't want to. But then the other thing is many of you start getting the flu shots in December. So you get the flu shots in December once everybody around you has the flu. And then because the flu shot takes a few weeks to kick in, here you go. You then get sick with the flu. So you think, well, it's because I just took the shot. And no, you didn't just get the flu from the shot. You were probably getting the flu anyway, and you got hit with the flu. So there's a couple different theories behind that. But I don't like governments or employers mandating something get injected into you. Even though I am so pro-vaccines, I am also pro-constitution. And so I don't want people feeling like they have to inject something into their body if they don't want to. Now, nothing is 100% safe. If they could say everything is 100% safe, right? Like, for example, healthcare workers getting tested for TB. Going through a TB test, I don't think I have ever heard of an adverse event. And even if so, you could get a chest x-ray. Okay, and for many of you that are checked for TB, let's say the test does come back positive. What do? We do a chest x-ray on you. So I have never seen the actual screening for tuberculosis, whether it be the TB test, etc., causing any issues. And many healthcare workers or many health food or workers in the food industry have to get that done. I agree with that. Right on. Okay? But when we're talking about a flu shot that isn't 100% safe, okay, even though I'm very comfortable with its safety and I'm very comfortable recommending my family and my patients get it, I am aware that people have adverse reactions to the flu shot. We had a friend with Guillain-Barré. There were three people who died in Israel years ago from one particular lot. And so, you know, you hear of these cases. And so how do you mandate somebody to do something that they're afraid to do? So it's definitely going to be a sub. Now, because these could be volunteers, people could say, well, fine, if you don't want to volunteer, don't volunteer. But when it comes to workers, that's going to get kind of sticky. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also going to be talking this week about sleep texting. Apparently, this is an epidemic now. It's an epidemic of people texting each other in the middle of the night. Some of them pretty romantic. And then the next day going, oh, my gosh, I sent that. It's real. Okay? You know how many of us have had conversations on the phone without realizing it? So me, I don't have a phone near my bed, so I don't have a conversation with that person. Same thing with being able to text. I mean, I remember I was on call. My husband had stayed with me that night in the call room, and I guess one of the nurses called me. I was in the middle of a deep sleep, so I basically cussed her out and told her to call my blank, you know, superior resident. Okay? And, I mean, I could have gotten kicked out of medical school for that one. I mean, that was, I could, or fired from residency, but I guess people realized it was so outlandish that I must have been half asleep because I didn't even remember that happened until my husband, when I came home that night, said, did you realize you did that? I couldn't tell you in the morning because you were already off doing rounds, but you cussed out the nurse and told her to call the blank doctor instead. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So then I immediately ran up to the doctor going, oh, my gosh, you aren't going to believe what happened. I must have been in a deep sleep. So, I mean, it happens. But this texting, we're not talking sexting. We're talking sleep texting, where somebody texts you. And if you're having a dream, let's say about, I don't know, Strider on Lord of the Rings, you're sitting there texting back your cousin, oh, I love you so much. You know, and you're like, whoa, 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 the next day going, I did not mean that. Now, the one thing I'm guilty of doing is jumping into a text without looking at the top of my phone to see who the text is going to. So I will text like my husband going, oh, you're not going to believe this. My mom's coming. And then the text went through and it actually went to my mom because I didn't realize I was on the same page, still on the same page to my mom. And that could really get you into trouble. All right, guys, I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Remember, we have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Make sure you guys tune in. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn & Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.